privilege to be here tonight in these webinars to come. I appreciate the kind invitation from Brother Toby to come, and appreciate you, Smith Truth, the First Congregational Methodist Church, for permitting us to come. I appreciate your kind hospitality toward us. Thank you for the place that you provided for us, and we can rest. And appreciate the good meals, the ladies' tips, and every effort that you put forth to help us financially in every way that you can help us. I thank you. Appreciate your prayers. And I appreciate the Lord letting us come and be here in this place. And we're glad to see you tonight in the house of the Lord. And so I appreciate God's blessings on me. And I do covet your prayers tonight, and that God will help us. Hebrews chapter 10, and I want to read at verse number 1. Hebrews 10, verse number 1. We'll stand in reverence of the reading of the Word of God, if you will. And after we read, if you remain standing, we'll have a word of prayer. And after the prayer, you might be seated. All right, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 1. The Bible said, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect." Let us pray. Father, I thank you tonight for the privilege to let me pray. I appreciate, Lord, the day that you've given me. I appreciate, Lord, the night. I thank you for your blessings on me today. I thank you, Lord, for saving me and for calling me to preach. And I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you blessed us with to be in your house tonight among the people of God. I thank you for the precious word of God that you've, Lord, given us tonight. I thank you for the portion you directed my heart to. I thank you, Lord, for the thoughts that you've given us in the days gone by. Lord, I pray tonight that you'd help us now as we endeavor to preach. I realize, God, without that anointing, without your sweet breath upon us, without that unction and utterance, I'll not be able to preach. But I pray that you touch my body and my voice tonight and strengthen me physically. And God, anoint me spiritually, that I might preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. I illuminate my mind and loose my tongue. And Father, I pray that in my heart and in my life that's contrary to you, and would anyway hinder the working of your Spirit, and it's unchristlike and sinful and wicked, that you forgive it tonight and remove it far as the east from the west. And tonight, fill us now, Lord, with your touch and with your power, your grace, and your love. And let me preach your message tonight. I pray you'd use us as you'd see fit. I pray, God, that you'd give me understanding of the Scripture and give me heavenly wisdom, a spiritual insight into the Word of God tonight. And anoint me that I might preach your message, I pray. Prepare the hearts to receive it. Give folks here an ear and receptive hearts tonight. And Lord, obedient spirit, I convict sinners and draw them to you tonight. Help stir the saints of God. I pray you to encourage discouraged hearts. Strengthen those that are weak. Revive us again. Those that are cold and different, help them to get right. Breathe on us now as you see fit. Have your precious way of everything that glory to thy name. Have your precious way. Have mercy and help us. And we'll thank and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. If the Lord will help me tonight to preach, I'm interested in verse 1 here. And I'm interested in a word that I want to preach on tonight, if the Lord will help me. We find the word shadow in this verse tonight that I read to you. And if God will help me, I want to preach from the Word of God tonight on this word shadow, or shadows tonight. And there's some ways that the Bible uses the word shadow. Now, tonight, a shadow is a partial darkness in a space from which light rays are cut off. A shadow can also mean a shelter. A shadow is a shade
test upon a surface by something intercepting rays from light. So tonight, I want to talk to you about a shadow tonight. Now, you're familiar with what a shadow is and how that shadows are, my friend, given all. But I notice tonight the scripture and what it says about a shadow. First of all, I'd like to mention by the help of the Lord that the Bible describes our life as a shadow.
Amen.
Our life as a shadow. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, do you remember that David wanted to build a house for the Lord? But God refused David the privilege to build him a house because he is a bloody man, a man of war. But he said, "Thy son, that shall come from thy Lord, he'll build me a house."
Amen.
But David just didn't accept that. Since he couldn't build the Lord a house, he decided to lay out materials for his son to build. Thank God, him a house.
Amen.
And he challenged the people of Israel to bring materials for the building of the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And they brought in great abundance.
Yes,
thank God. And David, when he saw the great abundance of materials that the children of Israel had brought to build the house of God, David's heart was touched and moved within him.
Amen.
They said to the Lord, as he began to pray, he said, "Lord, we've just given to you what you give to us.
Right.
I mean, what we're giving to you was already yours to start with. You just put it in our hands and give them back to you."
Amen.
And he said, "I'm thankful that you let us be a part of giving something unto you." Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he said, verse 13, "I praise thy glorious name and I thank thee." And he said, what are we? And who are we that we should give unto this sort? He said, "For we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as was all of our fathers. And our days upon the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding." So I'm saying to you tonight, the Bible declares that our life is just like a shadow. It's not staying here forever. I mean, we're here today and gone tomorrow. Your life is like a shadow. In the book of Job chapter 8 and verse 9, the Bible said, "For we are but of yesterday and know nothing, because our days upon the earth are a shadow." In Job 14, that famous verse, verse 1, says, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." The Bible said in verse 2, "He cometh forth like a flower, is cut down, and fleeth also as a shadow, and continueth not."
Amen.
Amen. Anybody know what I'm preaching on tonight? I'm talking about the shadow. And your life is just like a shadow tonight. In Psalms 102 and verse 11, David said, the psalmist said, "My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered a light grass." Psalms 144 and verse 4, he said, "Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away."
Amen.
The Bible's trying to get over to us tonight that we're like a shadow.
Right.
Our life, God, is fading. We're just here for a short while.
Right.
And since we're in that state tonight, and since we're an eternity-bound people, and we're a short time here, and a long time over yonder, it behooves us to prepare to meet our God. Thank God. To get our heart right with God. To make our calling and election sure. And to make peace with our Maker. You're not going to be around here always. Your life will be gone before you know it. And where will you be? Somewhere in eternity. And your life's going to pass away just like you see the shadows go away. And it'll be gone forever. And where will you be then? Amen. Oh, our life is like a shadow. Then, how the precious word of God turns right around, and not only does it talk about a shadow and our life being a type as a shadow, but then it turns right around and talks about death. Hey, God, as a shadow.
Amen.
That's amazing.
Amen.
But the good word of God knows how to do that. I think, thank God, the extremes, and yet to use the same thing, how to compare them with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I don't have time to talk about and wouldn't know a whole lot about all them verses that there is, but you go home, get your concordance, and look how many times that the word shadow of death is in the Bible.
God bless you, preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
Shadow of death. Amen. Oh, it's that dark place where the rays of the sunlight don't reach it.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
And cause darkness.
Right?
Amen.
Amen.
I want to preach about a couple of them tonight, if I can. The most famous is Psalm 23.
Right.
And David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
right,
I'll fear no evil.
Amen.
For thou art with me.
Amen.
Now here's David writing down the psalm. And he's talking about the Lord being his shepherd.
Right.
And he knows something about being a shepherd because he's one.
Amen.
And maybe he's looking down through that long ravine. Thank God that he's going to have to take his sheep through. Thank God and lead them through. And to get to water or green grass. And in that narrow, long ravine, deep, a ravine with high cliffs on both sides, there's shadows that are cast over their path.
Right.
And he doesn't know what lies in that,
right,
in that ravine.
Amen.
Or in that valley.
No.
Oh, I said no doubt they shadows. There might be wild animals perched there up on the cliffs.
Help.
Reflecting their shadow.
Right.
I don't know, he said, what's on the other end. I do know what's on the other end. I just don't know what's in between.
Right.
Hey, but he said, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil.
Amen.
For thou art with me.
Right.
Hallelujah. Right. You see, we fear death. Hey, because it's unknown to us.
Amen.
Because the light hadn't shone in on it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because it's a dark place where we can't see the sunlight.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you tonight, death ain't what it used to be for the children of God.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. There's a day when the devil kept the whole human race in bondage and in fear because of death.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. But thank God for him that destroyed him that had the power of death.
Amen.
And as the old black preacher said, Jesus just come and slept in the grave and cleaned it out and made it a pleasant place to wait for the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm trying to tell you tonight that death don't have the sting anymore.
Amen.
It's lost its sting for the child of God. And death for a child of God is just a shadow tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah. Just a shadow.
Yes.
Now, I don't care much for snakes. Battle snakes, copperhead, black snake, I don't care for none of them. But I want to tell you, the shadow of a snake can't hurt me.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't tangle with a lion or a bear, but their shadow can't do nothing to me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's what death's become to the child of God. It's got its sting out of it. And it can't hurt me, Brother Brent.
Amen.
It's just a shadow.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right.
And David said, though I walk through the valley, in other words, though I face some situation, and I don't know how it's going to come out, and let he's with me.
Yes.
And yet when I face that hour of death, and let he's with me, that better.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. There's a place out yonder where we can't see into. Amen, Brother Brent. And it looks dark to us. It's a shadow for us. But hallelujah. It is just a shadow.
Amen.
It is just a momentary blocking of the sun. saved tonight and got that blessed hope.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Why, who couldn't walk through some shadows knowing that the sun's going to shine out on the other side?
Amen.
Realizing it's just momentary.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord God, I'm feeling good.
Yes.
And my soul tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. I had a preacher friend in the state of North Carolina, and he passed away back in February. An elderly gentleman by the name of Joe Hobart. And Preacher Hobart had been a friend to me. Met him several years ago and just loved him. And the more we were together, the more it seemed like I loved him. Been in his home, been to his church. I've been with him in camp meetings in different places. And I was in that area in meeting where he lived in the city flow. And I went to see him on Thursday, but he was out of the state. He couldn't wake up and never could get him woke up to talk. Just Wednesday, the day before, he woke up and preached about 20 minutes. And his wife said, shouted the rest of the afternoon. And sometime late Friday night, early Saturday morning, he made that trip through the valley of the shadow of death. And now he had been a preacher and he had brothers and sisters the same. And his wife the same. They had all gathered in around there knowing it was his last time and last hours. And they gathered in. And when they realized he was getting close to the end, they started singing hymns. And as he began to draw those last breaths, they struck up Amazing Grace. Did his brothers and sisters. And his wife. And one of his brothers, Brother Brent, got down into his ear and started reading the 23rd Psalm to him. And when he got down to that part, that day though I walked through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, Joe, don't be afraid now. All you're doing is walking through the shadow. But walk on, Joe. Go on, son. When you get through it, you'll wake up in the sun-kissed region of an unclouded day.
Amen.
Don't be afraid now.
Yes, hallelujah.
Just walk on. The shadow can't hurt you. Walk on through it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And live for the child of God tonight. When we walk through that dark valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to be afraid.
Yes.
There's no sting left in it. There's no power left in it.
Amen.
It's just a shadow.
Amen.
It's just a momentary blockage,
yes,
of the rays of light.
Amen.
But when we get through that shadow, on the other side, the sun will shine eternally.
Amen.
Hallelujah tonight.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. So death. It's like a shadow.
Sail.
And not only that, physical death, but in the Bible, shadow is used for spiritual death.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 4, the Bible tells us of Jesus as he is out in the wilderness,
right,
tempted of the devil three times,
yes,
turns down his temptations. The Bible said the devil left him and the angels came and ministered to him.
Right.
When Jesus heard that John was put into prison, he departed into Galilee and he left Nazareth.
Right.
And came and dwelt in Capernaum.
Yes,
the Bible said, which is by the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtalim.
Right.
And that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtalim. By the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee and the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the sinner tonight is standing in the shadow of death.
Amen.
But hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm glad, thank God, for the blessed light,
yes,
that shined in where the shadow was.
Amen.
And lit my pathway.
Yes, sir.
Oh God, I'm a feeling God in my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And then in Luke chapter 1. Hallelujah. After Zechariah's mouth had been open, after being shut for 9 months, and John was born, he began to prophesy. Hallelujah. He said, and thou shalt be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. Why did you do it? To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. I'm telling you tonight, if you're lost sitting in the shadow of death, my God, you don't have to stay in the shadow. The light has shined forth tonight. Oh, and the glorious gospel I am preaching tonight will shine into your heart and bring you out of the shadow of death and bring you into the sunlight of God's love tonight. Woo! A shadow is temporary. A shadow blocks a rays. And tonight, the shadows can be dispelled from your life. You're sitting in darkness. You're dwelling in the shadow of death. But the light of Jesus Christ, oh, in him was life. And that life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not.
Amen.
It'll shine in the shadows of your heart.
Amen.
And light your path tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you can be saved.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
You're just in the shadow of death tonight. Spiritually dead. Dead in trespassing and sin.
Right.
But if you don't get out of the shadow and let the light shine in on you, you'll perish in eternal death. And that's the second death. That's outer darkness. That's not a shadow. That's eternity. And the light of God's love will never shine there.
Amen.
Oh, help my soul, Lord. Woo! Just excuse me. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. And so, our life is like a shadow. Death is like a shadow. Amen. And then that shadow, our brother Brent, according to Strong's Concordance, that can be a shelter. Hallelujah. And that's what David cried in Psalm 57. Psalm 57 and verse 1. He said, "Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed."
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Now this psalm, according to the heading, was wrote by David when he was hiding in the cave from Saul. Saul came into the very cave that David was hiding out in and slept in the mouth of it. And David said, "What am I going to do? The enemy's in the mouth of the cave and I got no way out." But he turned to God and said, "Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. My soul trusteth in thee, and in the shadow of thy wings I'll make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed." I'm telling you, when the enemy hedges you in and you don't know which way to out, hallelujah, I'm telling you tonight, there's a shelter in the shadow of his wings tonight. There's a refuge, thank God, in the shadow of his wings tonight. I'm glad there's a place to hide until the calamities be overpassed. I'm glad, thank God, there's a shelter that the devil can't find you. There's a place. Hallelujah tonight. Where the devil don't know where you're at. And it's the shelter. And it's under the wings. And in the shadow of his wings tonight. Woo!
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Oh, bless his name.
That's his wonderful name.
Psalm 63, he said, "Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice." Here we are sitting down here tonight in Bremen, Georgia, while the world's running wild and partying and living it up. And I'm thinking something else to get into. Hey, and the heat's on us. The heat of this day, the pressure's on, Brother Brent. But hallelujah. I found a hiding place. I found a refuge. I found a shelter. And in that shelter tonight, while the heat's burning down and the world's going to hell, I'm in that shadow of his wings tonight. I'm rejoicing. Thank God, because he's been my help. Thank God. And promised to see me the rest of the way through. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Now, shadow, it's not only a shelter, but it's a shade. Amen. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 25 and verse 4, the prophet said, thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. Amen. I'm preaching to you now about the shadow. Does anybody know what I'm preaching about tonight? I don't mean hearing me. I mean you experienced it. I'm glad I'm in the shadow of his wings tonight. I'm glad he's the shade on my right hand. I'm glad he's the protection. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Now the shade, that gives protection from the heat of the sun. And at the same time, lets me enjoy the warm weather. And in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm protected from the wrath of God. Hallelujah. Hey. And my sins have been washed away. And I've been made accepted in the Beloved. Hallelujah. And in His shadow, I'm protected from the heat. Thank God it didn't melt me away. It destroyed me. But instead of that, thank God I'm just sitting in the shade, enjoying the warmth of His love. Hallelujah. I got a good mind to take my shoes off and run around this building tonight and preach about this shade, hallelujah, and this shadow, thank God, in a weary land, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Thank God.
I mean, when you call your favorite preacher and he don't know how to help you with your problem. When you call your hero in the faith and he don't understand what your problem is. When you go to your husband or your wife or your mom and your dad and try to tell them your troubles and the heat burned down in the sun of breaking you in two and they don't understand. I'm glad he spreads his wings and says, come on, child. There's a shadow here. There's a refuge here. Lord God, I've snuggled up under the shadow of his wing in the midnight hour and felt him caress me and hold me to his breast. I'm glad tonight for the shadow from the heat tonight and from the sun. Oh, bless his name. He's a shelter. He's a refuge. He's a shade tonight. Amen.
That's his name tonight. That's his name.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So our life is the shadow. Death is a shadow. A shadow is a shelter.
Yes.
Top of a shelter. And then our text tonight said the law was just a shadow. Amen. Said it again in Hebrews 8 and verse 5. Said it again in Colossians 2:17. Here's a shadow of things to come. The law was not the very image. It's just a shadow. It just stood there while God's sunshine shone around it. And it cast, thank God, a dark spot. Hallelujah. Amen. But thank God, it's just a shadow. Amen. It's just representing what's fixing to come. Hell yeah. And it never did It never did with its sacrifices, which they offered year by year. May God. Shadow. Shadow's the top of a shelter. The law was the shadow. And me and you cast the shadow. Acts chapter 5. The Bible said in verse 15, they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing might overshadow some of them. I'm telling you tonight, you're casting a shadow. And the length of your shadow depends on the direction you stand and your relation to the sun.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't talk about knowing the sun if you ain't casting no shadow.
Amen.
I want to cast a shadow. Hallelujah. Hey. for him. And you're either casting a shadow for the Son of God, or you're casting it for this world.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you're a reflection of somebody to me.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you're either reflecting his love and grace in your life, or you're reflecting the devil and Satan and sin tonight in your name. What kind of shadow are you casting? Amen. Amen. What kind of shadow? And how long of a shadow are you casting? Amen. Oh, God, Peter's shadow. Hey, it's going to get in the shadow. And if they've seen God in the shadow, they got healed.
Right.
Oh, God, our shadow ought to be able to bring healing to people's hearts and people's souls. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that.
Amen.
So shell off is like a shadow of death.
Right.
And the shelter is compared to a shadow.
Yes.
And the law is like a shadow. And we catch the shadow. And then there's the longing for the shadow. In Job 7:2, he declared, if I can turn back there and find it, because I can't quote too good. He said, has a servant earnestly desired the shepherd?
Right.
He said, in other words, that hired servant that's out in the field, as the day wears on and it gets hotter, he desires the shadow. Amen. Two things. When he finds when the shadow comes, that means he rests.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
It means the day's about over with.
Right.
And he's tired and he's weary.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But it also means when the shadow falls, not only could he get rest, but it meant his payday.
Amen.
Time to get paid.
Yeah.
Time to get what he had labored and worked for throughout the day.
Yeah.
And take it home to his family.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I get to longing for the Sabbath.
Amen. Amen.
Little bit, my pastor about 2 weeks ago came up to me and he said, I seen Brother Raymond Cook in the hospital the other day, visiting. And he said, Brother Cook said to me, preacher, and Brother Cook's an elderly gentleman in our neck of the woods. He's risen from Georgia. But he's been in Alabama since 1955, pastoring the same church.
Right.
And gracious, you know, I know a lot of you heard him preach. He said to me, he said, preacher, I'm tired. And I'm worn out.
Yeah.
And I'm wanting to go home.
Right.
Bless
you. Holding for the shadow.
Yeah.
What? And rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The servant earnestly desires the shadow.
Amen.
Knowing that his day's about complete.
Yes, sir.
Knowing that he can get out of the heat of the sun.
Amen.
And find, thank God, a cool place to sit down and rest. Right. Knowing that he'll get his reward of his labor. Hallelujah. I don't know what y'all think tonight, but it looks like to me the shadows are moving in. Looks like to me the shadows are falling in. And the day's about over with, Brother Brent. And I'm looking forward to going home.
Amen.
Then I want to mention one more thing about shadows in the Bible. And we long for the shadow, but then I believe we long for the time when there'll be no shadow. I mean, we long for the time when there's nothing intercepts the ray of light and darkens our pathway. And that's what the Shulamite maiden cried in Song of Solomon chapter 3. She said in verse 16, my beloved is mine. And I'm here.
Yes.
He feedeth among the living.
Yes.
Oh, but you didn't stop there.
Right.
She said, until. Hallelujah. I know where praise that. Me and him ain't able to get together right now. But I'm his. And he's mine. Thank God, and you hear me tonight. I've never seen him, but I'm glad I love him tonight. And I love him because he first loved me. He come looking for this lost boy. And the world says you're crazy. I'd have loved somebody you ain't never seen. Just let me alone. Hallelujah. Thank God, my face's gonna end inside. Somebody said, you don't even worry that I do. He's speaking among the living tonight. And he's told me over and over again, I'm his and he's mine. Hallelujah. Is that the way it's always going to be? Separation, him feeding among the lilies, and you down here in the king's chamber. Oh, no, 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 no. Thank God. She said, until the day breaks and the shadows flee away. Hello. She said, there's coming a time that the day's going to break. Hallelujah. And the shadows are going to be dispersed. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing ever in itself had a ray of his love or light anymore. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. She said he's feeding them on the lilies until the day breaks. And the shadows, thank God, that shall flee away. Then she said, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountain of Bethel. In other words, when that day breaks, my beloved, turn to me and be like a young roe of a hart. Hey, don't be as fast as they are and come swiftly. Oh, yeah. Upon the mountains of Bethel. Now that Bethel means a divided mountain. Or two mountains divided. She said it looks like, hey God, he's on one mountain and I'm on the other. But she said when that day breaks and the shadows flee away, said like a young roe and like a thank God of heart, he's going to come skipping and running across them mountains. And we're not going to be separated no more. But he's going to take me with him. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. I don't know what you're thinking or what you're feeling tonight. But I'm looking for him to come. Hallelujah. Oh, the day's coming. Hallelujah. And when it does, he's going to come like a young roe of heart. Hallelujah. And that distance between me and him. My God. I couldn't stand it. I don't know how to get there. But he's going to come and get me. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. And what a day.
Yes, thank God.
No more shadows. Only sunshine. Oh, yeah. No more separation. No more divide. No more him yonder me. But where I am, there shall you be also. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with him to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. No more shadows. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, what a day. What a day.
What a blessing. What a day.
Shadows are going to flee. And heaven's going to come in you. Hallelujah. I said, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. And the moment, and the twinkling of an eye, or the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised. Incorruptible. Amen. And then we'll be changed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For this corruption must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. And then, thank God, when this corruption is put on incorruption, and when this mortality is put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying, death is swallowed up in victory. Paul said, when we start going up heaven, hallelujah, we're going to holler, oh, death, where is thy sting? And those that come out of grave are going to holler, oh, grave, where is thy victory? Hallelujah. And that has been swallowed up by the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he comes, thank God, the shadows are going to flee away and the day's going to break. Hallelujah.
And I'm not getting it.
Hallelujah. I'm saved tonight. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior who gave himself for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, I'm looking for him. And unto them that look for him shall he appear.
Hey.
The second time without fear. I'm the salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hey, God, he said, John, behold, I come quickly.
Yes.
John said, that's right. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I'm ready. And are you ready tonight? Thank God. I'm glad I'm not living in the shadows. I'm glad I'm in the sunlight of his word. And I'm expecting and looking for him to come tonight. And ready if he comes. Are you? Oh, my. Thank God that he has come again. And turn to us and please with us. Now, what about you tonight? What is your life in relation to the church? Have you realized in your heart tonight that you're just here for a short while? And that you need to make preparations where you're going to be anytime? Your life is a shadow. It's brief. It's momentary.
Amen.
Have you realized that tonight? And that you need to make peace with your Maker? Since you don't know the hour that you might be called out of this
record,
I'll have to face him in judgment.
Yes. Yes, sir. You're right.
Has your Savior conquered death for you? And is it just a shadow to you? Have you been brought out of the shadow of death? And him going to walk with you through the valley of the shadow of death?
Right.
Have you lived in the shadow of his wings and found shelter and shade? Have you realized what grace has brought to your life tonight? And that the law was just a shadow but grace. Oh, brought the very image unto us. Well, I'm happy about that one.
Amen. Amen. I like it. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm not in some dead religion. Amen. Eating Jesus cookies and having holy water sprinkled on me. Hallelujah. I'm not some dead guy up here tonight. I thank God. I'm reading some rules and rituals and repeating something tonight. Praise God, I've got a living Savior inside of me tonight.
Yes, amen.
Oh, hallelujah. He lives inside of me. The Holy Ghost lives inside of me.
Hey.
The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Now, what kind of shadow are you testing? And tonight, are you looking for the shadow? The end of the journey. They're looking for the shadow, but they're looking for no shadow. Both, ain't it? That's what Paul said. He said, I want to be clothed upon with my house, which is from heaven. Oh, yeah. And that word clothed upon means that. Means twofold, two coats. Paul said, I'd really like to just flip that on and not have to take this and off. That's what he said. But he said, I got to take this and off. In order to get that. Oh, but he said, it's really not our desire to be unclothed, but just clothed upon. I want that coat just be put on me, you know.
Right.
But he said, I got to be unclothed and be clothed upon.
Right.
He said, but oh, when this earthly house of this tabernacle will be dissolved, I have another building. A house eternal in the heavens.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, that's another reason to shout tonight.
Yeah.
Reckon how many reasons we've been given to shout tonight. You ought to help yourself.
Yes,
go.
Yes.
Of course, I preached this 25 years ago. That done shouted me down. But we got to naughty nice and full of pride. We can't shout, man. Mess up our mascara. Amen. Not our necktie. Lose our dignity. Amen. You get what I'm saying, don't you? Amen. Amen. And as far as that's concerned, we got our stakes thrown down so deep in this world. And we really don't want him to come. We're too happy where we're at.
The
old timers didn't have much. Thank God and they're looking for a city.
Hey, amen.
We're trying to build one down here. When they're looking for one the Lord built. How you think I'm doing now?
Amen.
Thank God, but I'm glad he's a coming. And when he does, the shadows are going to flee away.
Amen.
I'm just seeing him skipping and running over them hills. And coming after me. Hallelujah.
That's his thing. That's his thing.
I don't tell you. You think killing the God's anxious for him to come. He's just that anxious to come and get us.
Stop it.
Hey. How do you know that? Because I know what it's like to be a bridegroom wanting to marry the bride. Don't you, Brother Ben?
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, I couldn't wait till I drove about 30 miles over yonder. I'd have done and feel that very first time.
Right.
Thank God that I thought I'd met the one I knew and bring her back. Hallelujah. And let my mom and daddy meet her.
Right.
Oh, when I opened that door, pride swelled up in my heart. Right. And I wanted mom and daddy to be as glad and happy as what I planned.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there's going to be a blessed day when he brings us into the portals of glory. And with joy overflowing in his soul, he's going to present us to the Father.
Yes.
And he's going to show us to the angels.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. And say, looky here, this is my bride. I bought her, I paid for her. I went down to the earth and purchased her. And this is what I bought. And she's pure, and she's white, and she's whole. Thank God, and she's mine. Hallelujah. And she's going to spend forever with me. I tell you, what a day, what a day. And all the shadows will flee away.
Amen.
And he'll forever light that city. And be, thank God,
yes,
the eternal light there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boy, that stirs my heart.
Yes.
Well, I'm going
to
quit. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad I'm saved.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, God. Hold me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah. Hey, I got a good man to take a spell tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Oh, my. What about you tonight? Everybody stand. Sing us a verse of song. Are you in the shadow of death? Light shine tonight. Walk in that light. You get out of that shadow of death and get saved tonight. Hallelujah. Are you casting the right shadow in your life? If not, get in the right position of with the sun tonight where you can cast the right shadow on the lost and dying. Huh? You need to come tonight, same when you get ready. Come on now if you need to pray. Come on, sinner. Come on, children of God. Let the Lord speak to your heart tonight. Hallelujah. Are you in a storm? Do you need a shelter? There's one in the shadow of his wings tonight. Bear your head.
I'm living in a world so unsound.
There's a refuge, there's a change.
So
in the shadow of his wings
tonight. Speak to me.
Why don't you come?
You'll get to lay it all down. I'll get to lay it down. And
what about it tonight?
With the beauty of the Lord.
with you tonight.
All around.
The Holy Ghost is a moving in hearts tonight.
When he gives
don't quench him tonight. Don't quench him.
Don't resist
him. Let him have his way with you. Have your way. Come on.
When thine
let him have his way with you
tonight.
Under his tail.
Below,
under his mighty hand.
Hide
in the shelter of his until
when
he comes.
Jesus bids me welcome on the other side.
Get out of the shadow of death. Are howling all about you. The bloodhounds of hell are barking. And look like there's no use. I'm led under the shadow of his wings. You can rejoice.
Yes.
You know that preacher? I've been there. I'm not just talking from what the Bible said. I'm talking from experience.
Yes,
Lord. When everything around us was crumbling. Woo! I felt the peace of God in my soul.
Yes, amen. Yes.
And in the shadow here with
amen.
And waved to the devil
amen.
In the world and said, thank God I'm here.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to let the circumstances dictate your life. There's a place near his heart tonight that you can rejoice.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, he said, you'll have tribulation in the world, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
Yes, hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. I got a good mind to give you all the keys to that 96 old. Thank God and run back to Alabama tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I know now how Elijah felt when he come off
yes.
of Mount Carmel.
Yes.
And out there they had his chariots. Hallelujah. They something moving up and down now that is my soul tonight. I'm glad I'm sheltered in the shadow of his wings tonight.
Amen. Amen.